One blue, one brown. He's kind of a one-eyed Jack.
Come on, go get it.
So that's what Jen Nestor Waddle named him when she adopted the stray 11 years ago. He hasn't had a health problem since.
Was jumping into the woods.
Until a run through the woods at Seward Park.
You know, that could happen to anybody's dog.
You never know what
you're gonna find.
Yeah. May 17th, Jen is convinced that's the day her lab mix got high on pot. She thinks the marijuana must have been stashed in the green landscape where she unleashed her dog. He was gone for 3 minutes, 3 hours later.
His head was rocking back and forth, and his eyes were glossy.
It turned out to be no walk in the park. Jen and her husband Dave have the $1,500 veterinarian bills to prove it. Medical records say Jack was dizzy, disoriented, staggers left to right, falls over when sitting. He vomited large amounts of plant material and liquid that smells like marijuana.
She was like, so he did vomit large quantities of marijuana, and she's smiling. Like, I think she was trying to make me feel reassured too. And she was trying not to laugh because I was seriously like, my baby's in the emergency vet, you know. So
she says the vet jokingly told her to remind Jack to just say no. Now, 3 weeks later, the couple's friends laugh at what they call a random situation. But the event was traumatic and costly, and apparently not so random. Seattle police say back on April 3rd, a wilderness guide playing hide-and-seek with kids in Seward Park discovered a duffel bag packed with 5.5 pounds of weed.
Sounds like someone's using the park to stash their business, which... not very cool.